From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least 40 people are dead and nearly twice that number wounded in Iraq after a suicide bomber detonated a blast outside a police station where recruits were being signed up. The attack occurred in Tikrit, the hometown of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. China's President Hu Jintao arrives in Washington today for meetings with President Obama. The administration has signaled that Mr. Obama will be taking a more assertive stance in those talks. Daniel Carson reports both sides are hoping to ease some of the recent friction in relations between the two countries.
Human rights, North Korea's and Iran's nuclear programs, and China's currency policy, all issues that have made for prickly relations. Analysts say the summit will be worthwhile if it helps smooth over some of that friction. But Charles Freeman, a China studies analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, isn't banking on any major inroads being made.
I think the public messaging coming out of the trip is going to be very much the United States and China can be partners, but there's always those that expect these things are going to achieve some great new milestone, and those folks are just going to be disappointed.
Freeman says the U.S. and China need to set a tone that says, quote, hang on a second, we're committed to an effective, positive relationship. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A new government study reportedly finds that as many as 129 million Americans under the age of 65 have medical problems that could put them at risk of being rejected by health insurance companies or having to pay more for insurance coverage. The Washington Post reports the study is set to be released today by the Department of Health and Human Services as the House prepares to consider a proposal to repeal the new health care law. That law includes insurance protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions. Rain-swollen rivers in Australia are carrying floodwaters deeper into another state there, Victoria. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports dozens of towns are at risk of being inundated.
Floods that ravaged the state of Queensland last week have now spread to four other states as the floodwaters work their way downstream. In the state of Victoria, the floods have affected around 50 towns. More than 3,000 people have been evacuated. Others are sandbagging homes and levees ahead of the coming deluge. More than 1,000 homes are without power. Police found the body of one young boy who became the state's first flood casualty. The economic toll also continues to mount. Economists with the Australia and New Zealand Banking Group estimate the disaster could cost Australia nearly $20 billion and shave 1.5 percentage points off the country's economic output this year. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Melbourne.
Winter weather is posing more problems for commuters and travelers in the Northeast this morning. Bob Orovec is with the National Weather Service.
The areas of the Northeast that are expecting snow over the next 24 hours from the Poconos, Catskills, and central New England may have snow amounts from 4 to 8 inches.
This is NPR News. A UN special prosecutor has issued draft indictments to a tribunal that's investigating the assassination of Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in 2005. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports security has been stepped up in Beirut to head off any unrest.
Those named in the indictments may remain unknown for weeks as pretrial judge Daniel Franson weighs the evidence behind them. If the indictments are approved, it would take several more months before anyone stands trial in the case. But Lebanese officials are on alert for street protests by supporters of Hezbollah, which has called the tribunal a tool of U.S. and Israeli interests. Lebanese politicians worry that if Hezbollah members are named in the indictments, the country could be plunged back into sectarian and ethnic violence. Lebanon's unity government collapsed after Prime Minister Saad Hariri, Rafik Hariri's son, refused to denounce the tribunal and withdraw Lebanese funding. Turkish and Qatari officials are headed to Beirut today to discuss the political crisis. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
A homeless man who was recently released from prison has been arrested in Philadelphia in connection with the strangling deaths of three women in the Kensington area of that city. Philadelphia Police Captain James Clark told WTXF-TV that he hopes the arrests bring some solace to residents of that area.
I'm very happy with the task force. They worked long and hard hours to try to bring this case in. Ultimately, it came in through DNA. But to the people of the Kensington area, they can rest easy that we got this killer off the street.
Clark says the suspect was arrested within an hour after police announced they were seeking him. Clark says investigators received a phoned-in tip as to the man's whereabouts. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for